Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Mr. Marvin McKelvey, retired senior design engineer for Chance Hubble, who was part of the Skylab project, or part of Chance's rescuing the Skylab project. What do you remember from those days, sir? What sticks in your mind?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is just the amount of money that would have been lost had that project not been able to been rescued, and the pride at the company of being able to help in a small way to do that rescue.
Sir, when you've got NASA and McDonnell Douglas calling and flying people around, did it seem like a small way at the time?
Well, it didn't seem like that small of a deal. I mean, we knew that we had what they needed. It was just a matter of getting the product to them and the knowledge that Cliff Bosch brought to the table of how that could be used.
And that was 1973, I believe, sir?
That's correct. Skylab launched on my birthday, May 14th, 1973.
That's amazing. The reason I ask is I was hoping you could give me a feel. Was this something... Did the whole company know, the whole Centralia company know what was going on pretty quickly, or was this something that was just kind of inside the engineering and design departments and then sort of trickled out later?
Well, it was primarily in the marketing department. Cliff and I both worked in marketing at that time, and NASA wasn't going very public with it at that time because when they called us, they didn't really know what the problem was. They knew they didn't have the functions. But until they launched the second mission up there and actually got eyes on the space station, they really weren't sure what they were dealing with. So it was kind of all not really hush-hush, but wasn't publicized a whole lot. So very few, there's probably four of us in the entire company that knew what was going on.
How long before everybody else knew, and that, you know, the people in the foundry and the people in the clerk's departments and stuff were also feeling proud about it all?
Well, Wally Schramm, who was with the company in those days, put out a monthly newsletter. And once Cliff had got back from NASA in both Alabama and then on down in Florida, Wally did a piece in his monthly newsletter about it that told what had gone on.
Very good, sir. So again, it was you and Cliff Bosch. You remember any of the other people that were hustling back then?
Richard Milholland in those days was in charge of our customer service, and I think he was actually the initial contact when the call came in. They routed it to customer service, and then they routed it from there to Cliff.
What was the first thing that went through your mind when you heard that NASA was calling for help?
I quite honestly thought it was a joke. Why would NASA be calling Chance Company? But after about a 3-minute conversation on the phone, it was very apparent that there was a problem and possibly we could help them.
We're about done, sir. I apologize if I'm asking you to repeat something. What was your hand in all of this?
Well, I worked for Cliff at the time, and when Cliff got the call, he called me in his office to hear what was going on. And then I expedited getting equipment shipped to him and to NASA once he went down to Alabama. He took a few things with him in the airplane, and then we shipped quite a few other items in the next day, or I think it was the next day or the next day or two, and I expedited getting those pulled and shipped down there.
Thank you again, sir, and thank you for doing what you did to help save the space program.
Our pleasure. Thanks.